I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We're coming off a tough weekend because the Blackhawks lost a game that they probably should have won against the Arizona Coyotes. So we're going to break that down like we always do. We're going to tell you where the Blackhawks currently stand right now and what's going on with them of late. And we're going to preview their big game tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do against those guys. Now, let's first break down this loss. You know how we do it every time. We break it down period by period. Now, it started off really good. Like always, every Blackhawks game always start off good. We get the goal scorer first. We got in that period 1-0. Now, with that being said, we always have to break it down. What was the key to that one and how we always go with the first period? Now, after the first right now, here's the stats that you guys should be looking at it. Shot attempts was 23-11. The Blackhawks shots on goal was 12-7. Blackhawks had the advantage 5-on-5 scoring chances, 7-6. The Blackhawks had the advantage on that one. And then 5-on-5 high danger chances was 4-4. It was a tie overall. This period to me showed me that the Blackhawks, like they always do every time, was very aggressive. They really was on the attack right away. They had a lot more opportunities. They really turned the notch up right from the first period. They really tried to put this team out early to me. That went from what I was watching during that game. I'm trying to take this team out early, just be done with it, get a big enough lead like we always do. And then this time we make sure we hold it because this team is not really that good on coming back on this end. So they did take this as like, we're going to treat this the same, but this is a different team because they're not as good to really have that spark to really come back with this team. It's just not that good of a team enough, you know. The only player that I really like was Clayton Keller. I mean, he's a player that really, to me, shined out for this overall game. But then you look at it overall, when I mentioned Clayton Keller, he performed and helped out with them tying it up, assisted to Barron Hayton to tie it up 1-1. Now, the second period was a lot different. That's how it ended. It tied 1-1 overall. Now, when I looked at the second period right now, they kind of amped it up a little bit more because the 5-on-5 high danger chances was 5-4 in that time. Arizona now finally had the advantage on this one, and they were creeping up closer too because 5-on-5 scoring chances was still 13-12 Blackhawks. Shots on goal was 26-14 Blackhawks, and shot attempts was 48-28 Blackhawks. So overall, it looks like the Coyotes tried to come back a little bit. They just had a good scoring chance, but you could tell the Blackhawks were still advantaged mostly throughout the whole two periods. Then it got ugly. Because then after that, we entered the third period. Now, we were riding kind of good. We had a good power play goal finally by Caleb Jones. So good one to put us up 2-0. But then I mentioned his name already, man. Caden Keller, man, was just phenomenal right now. He scored a goal. Then he assisted on another goal, which then made it 3-2. And then after that, they pulled away to go score another goal, and then became 4-2. And then we were done with it then. So after that one, it was just tough to see us even coming back with a win after that one. And overall, this really does kind of put us in the thing. But the things that really stood out for me in this game overall was just like, it was a tough loss because like, I feel like the Blackhawks was pretty much in control the whole game. I mean, during that, they only gave up really 21 shots on the goal. And speaking of that, I'm going to break down the final thing for you before anything after that. Like I said, they only gave up 21 shots on the goal while the Blackhawks had 34 shots on the goal. The shot attempts were 65-38. Chicago 5-on-5. Scoring chances was tied 15-15. And then 5-on-5 high danger chances was 6-4 Coyotes on that one. But like I said, I feel like the Blackhawks was pretty much in control the whole game, like up to two periods, because then the third period came and it just looked like they just unraveled. And you unravel to a team like the Arizona Coyotes, like that's a team that's not really in, like really competing for anything. They're kind of in the middle tier right now. They're not that good overall. Let's just be honest. But I saw more positives in this game, I guess, than negative. And the reason I say that overall, because, you know, one thing the Blackhawks do struggle at is the power play. So it was good to see a power play goal. Because like I feel like we've just been stuck right now. Like the fact that we generated 21 shot attempts and 13 of those on the goal and 11 scoring chances in 8 minutes and 16 seconds of power play time. That was like kind of good. And it was good by like a fourth opportunity from Caleb Jones, I felt. So that helped us overall. And I think that helped boost the overall confidence for the Blackhawks to really get back into things in that one. It was also very interesting to see, you know, Tyler Raddish and Lucas Reichel. And I feel like both of them were kind of like non-existent in this game. I didn't really see them too much really show their dominance in this game. And I think that's the key. You need some of those players to kind of step up. And it was kind of just like, okay, like we were here. You know, like it was just, it wasn't really like too much really going on from your key players from the Blackhawks. And I think that's what they needed. And they didn't get that. Now with this, like the Coyotes are now 20-11-3 at home overall, but they're horrible on the road. But it's beside the point. They're really, really good at home, and they showed that against the Blackhawks. And it just looked like we just didn't really have a match against this team. So it really showed, and it definitely hurt us in the long run for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, when you're overall looking at this game, you want to see, okay, where does this put the Blackhawks? Where are we currently listed and standing at? And I'm going to break all that down for you and more. Right now, the Blackhawks are currently second worst team in the Western Conference overall. They currently sit at a record of, after 69 games played, they're 24-39-6. They generated 54 points, and now they ended their two-game winning streak, which they could extend it to three, but I thought they would, but they didn't. But that's beside the point on this one. The only team that is worse than them right now is the San Jose Sharks. After playing 70 games, they have a record of 19-37-14. They only generated 52 points, and they're currently on a six-game losing streak. They're currently right now the third worst team in the NHL. The only other team that's worse than them resides in the Western Conference right now, and that's the Columbus Blue Jackets. After 69 games played, they are 21-41-7. They only generated 49 points, and they're currently on a three-game losing streak. You see the trend here? Now, you know I'm going to give you the Connor Bedard stuff. I mean, like I said, this is a strong four-person draft, I feel, in this upcoming NHL draft. But with that being said, you see the trend here. We only lost one. We just coming off of a two-game winning streak prior to that. But then you look at the other teams like the San Jose Sharks, who are currently on a six-game losing streak, and the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are on a two-game losing streak. That's the thing. They're on a losing streak. So if you want to get into this Connor Bedard thing, you have to be on a consistent losing streak if that's the case. You can't win a few here, then lose a few there. You're just going to be right where you're at. You're going to be stuck exactly where you're at. So if you want any type of like chance to get into the Connor Bedard race, I guess, or in that mix, you're going to have to just go on a losing streak. And not saying the Blackhawks are trying or not trying. Like, I mean, they're putting AHL talent out there. They don't have true NHL talent. They play hard. They fight hard because they got something to prove. They're a bunch of young players that want to prove that they belong in the NHL, and they're getting their shot, and they don't want to go back down. And I understand that. But, like, overall, it's just not looking good right now. It looked like we're going to win a few, and there's going to be some good wins we're going to talk about. You just want to make sure you got some pieces that you're building towards the future with this team. And speaking of the future overall, they have a game tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. It's going to be a really good one. I can't wait for this one because they always kind of turn it up against, like, better teams right now. And the Avalanche is definitely one of those teams. Good. They're currently on a five-game winning streak. And if you look at their last 10 games, they've been 6-3-1. Now, they played them overall head-to-head. It's been 1-1 overall. And their record right now is 40-22-6. Now, look, they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to goals per game. They're averaging around 3.3. And they're in the top 10 when it comes to goals allowed. 2.6, okay? Blackhawks are still last when it comes to, like, goals. So this is going to be pretty tough right now. Like, you're one of the worst scoring teams going against probably a top 10 team that's known to stop and allow not too many goals. So it's going to be pretty tough overall in this matchup for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, this is what they need to do. You need Tyler Raddish to step up, maybe Joey Anderson to step up, Lucas Reichel. We need Seth Jones. Somebody has to step up and really show for them to defeat a team like this. Overall, they are fifth right now standing in the Eastern Conference. So this is a team that you probably want to go against because they're overall a top 10 team in the NHL. Like, they're a playoff contending team. Some can argue and say they're a Stanley Cup team, but most people say once you get into the playoffs, anybody can be a Stanley Cup team. And they're definitely one of those teams. They got some high profile players that you definitely got to look out for. So it's really, I'm going to be really interested in watching the goaltending play, especially for the Blackhawks. And I'm like very intrigued, even though I kind of know that they're going to try to ramp it up early. But the thing is, I'm really going to watch that third period and see how their line and their defense can hold up against the Colorado Avalanche. This is a very good team overall. Now, if you could beat a team like this, yeah, it would be a good win overall, but they're probably expected to lose this game. In order for them to win, they got to get a minimum of 3 goals, and Radish got to step up, and Reichel got to step up. Someone has to step up and have a big night in order to win this game against the Avalanche. But we will see, because we're going to break that game down. We're going to recap that and more with this Full Press Blackhawks podcast right now. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We're going to get into that and more. Until next time.